Blog Talk Radio.
Take a step, not knowing I'd lose my best friend. But I'd rather live right than in hell. Lift up my eyes, all God's children just stand. Tell somebody, say you stand. Yeah, Lord, stand for holiness.
For holiness. Oh, and for righteousness.
And be counted,
among them that shall reign with Him.
Yeah, oh,
stand,
yeah,
with friends are called.
Oh,
and when you're all
and
alone,
believe
He shall receive His own.
Take a stand, not believing, at least some of my friends. And I'd rather live right, burn in hell, lift up my eyes. All of my children to stand. Everybody say it, you stand. Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Happy to be with you. I'm Prophetess Lady D, and it's Sunday, November the 14th, 2021. God bless you out there. Amen. We want to welcome all those that are listening by way of Facebook, Twitter, Skype, Instagram, all those that's listening all around the world. We have Canada listening in, Africa. We have so many people. The Bahamas, a lot of people that's listening in, we get your messages throughout online, and we've been watching you and seeing that you are being blessed, and we appreciate you for being with us on today. Amen. Well, again, I'm Lady Diane Shaw. Amen. And I bring you greetings on this evening. My goodness, I've been waiting for this time to share because the Lord has really, really downloaded a wonderful revelation in my spirit, and I can't wait to share it with you. So giving honor to God, who's the head of my life. Amen. Couldn't live this life without him. Amen. And my husband, my dear husband, supportive husband, Elder David Ambrose Shaw. Amen. For those of you that don't know, he comes on Monday through Friday reading through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Praise God. I believe he's still in the book of Ezekiel, but you can follow him every Monday through Friday. That is going to be 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and also is 4 p.m. on the West Coast. Now, if you're in Atlanta, Georgia, then that time will be 7 p.m. He reads through the Bible for about 1 hour, and it is a blessing. We all enjoy listening. Very theatrical. You'll never, ever hear anyone read the Bible like my husband. It's such a blessing. So listen, I can't wait to get started. So let's just, I want to hit it and quit it, praise God. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you are such an awesome, amazing God. We want to take this time to acknowledge you, to identify you for your loving kindness, for all that you've done for us throughout this week and things that you are doing now and will continue to do. We just want to thank you, oh God, for just being God all by yourself. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. No, God, as we go further into this service, I pray, Father, for Lord God, a rhema word that would just touch the hearts of those that's listening live, of those that's listening by way through the archives. Amen. Father, I pray for a blessing on the lives of those that's listening. Maybe someone sick in their body, I ask for a healing virtue to flow. Lord God, now take charge of this call. Take charge of this time, Lord God, as we begin this series that we're giving on today about the separation between God and humanity. Lord God, bring someone to you that will say, what must I do to be saved? Bring forth, oh God, the brokenness, Lord God. Just do what you do, Lord God, and deliver us from all evil. We give you all praise and we give you all glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, praise God. Amen. This is an exciting time. Amen. Again, I am Prophetess Lady Diane Shaw. Amen. And you're listening to David and Diane's Ministry and Friends. Amen. So the title that we have for this Sunday evening is The Separation Between God and Humanity. God and humanity. And God has been putting on my heart to, my husband has been doing such an awesome job sharing and reading through the Old Testament, going straight through the Bible. And so the Lord put on my heart to start doing character study. So last week I actually did a study on Adam, and this week, Friday, I will be doing a study on Eve. And the week after that, it will be Cain and Abel. So I'm in Genesis, and I'm going to be pulling out a lot of the characters. You know, there's so much to learn in the Bible about characters, the people that are in the Bible that has lived before us, because some things that have happened back then and still going on now, there's nothing new. Somebody say, there's nothing new under the sun, amen? So there's so much to learn, amen? And this Bible is a living Bible. It comes alive. You can read something some years ago and turn around and read it now, and God will give you a total different revelation, amen? So let's get right to it. So as I said, I want to talk about the separation between God and humanity. God and humanity. The separation of God and humanity, I'll be saying man, it actually occurred when Adam and Eve sinned by disobeying God in the Garden of Eden. Their sins of disobedience cause all of humanity to be separated from God. So this means that each person born into the world is separated from God. They're doomed to hell, and will not be allowed to enter heaven. However, God in his love for us provided a way of restoration. Yes, God has created humanity with the desire to worship him. That's it, in a nutshell. God's whole purpose for creating humanity was for his desire for us to worship him. People from every area of the world, every area of the world has an inborn desire to worship. God put that inside of us, every human being, the desire to worship. Many are in search of God. They attempt to worship things. That's why people start worshiping idols, be Buddhas, or worshiping people, or worshiping money. You know, so they attempt to worship things such as man-made idols. People will make idols. You know, back in the Old Testament, that's what they did. They created an idol that they can see, that they can touch. Sometimes people even worship animals. And some actually fall into witchcraft and some in astrology. So these forms of worship are detestable. God hates these type of worship. God is alive, not dead, as are these objects. People worship objects that are not alive, but God is alive. He calls it, God calls it a sin to worship anything or anyone other than him, because he's a jealous God. And his purpose for creating us was to have a relationship and to worship him. Amen? It actually states in Deuteronomy, you shall have no other gods before me. You should not make for yourself an idol, the form of anything in heaven, above, or on earth, beneath, or in the waters below. You should not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord, your God, am a jealous God. Amen? God is saying, I'm jealous. And when you are worshiping all these different other idols, okay, I'm a jealous God because I made you to worship me. So can you kind of get where God is coming from, right? He made you to have a relationship with you, to worship you, and instead of you having that relationship with him or worshiping him, you have a relationship with things, and you're worshiping them. So God wants you to worship only him and have a plan whereas you can end the separation between God and man. You don't have to be separated from God. God wants you and I to be restored back to him. We know that the separation started in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve disobeyed God, mainly Adam, because Adam was the one that God told, do not. Everything else you can touch, you can do everything, but this one, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you should not eat of. So Adam was the one that was delegated the authority by God, and that brought forth separation for all humanity, that one sin, that one disobedient act. So God wants you to worship only him, only him. Amen. He sent his son, he sent Jesus to die on the cross for the sins of all mankind. It actually says there in John 3:16, verse 16 and 18, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. That's John 3:16-17. So Jesus paid the price for our sins. when he willingly allowed himself to be crucified. He allowed himself to be killed by being nailed to a wooden cross where he suffered until he died. He freely, freely gave his life for us so we might be saved. So people say, well, what does it mean to be saved? I mean, what am I being saved from? Okay, what we're talking about is separation between God and humanity. And I want to share with you how you can get back to that place. You can be restored back to God. So what does it mean to be saved? Well, to be saved means to be born again, to become a Christian, to be delivered from the terrible separation from God. And I want you to put a pin there because I'm going to come back to that. What does it mean to be separated from God? Some people think, like, so what? So what? I just want to live my life and I'll deal with whatever comes afterward. So what? Who cares about being separated from God? We're going to talk about that. So to be saved means to be restored to God as it was in the back in the beginning. It means to be delivered from hell. When you are being saved, you're being saved from hell. And let me tell you something. You don't want to go to hell. And I hope you're smart enough to believe that there is really a hell. Being saved will enable you, allow you to approach God in prayer and talk with him personally. Yeah, that's right. You don't have to go through back in the day. Back in the day when they had the priests and you couldn't come to God, they had to kill an animal and you had to go through a priest before you can talk to God. Right now you can come boldly before the throne of God and you can pray and you can talk to God. Being saved means that you will receive his guidance and his protection. Who wouldn't want God's guidance? Who wouldn't want God's protection? Being saved means you can spend eternity in heaven with God, the God of all creation. And there's really only one way to be saved, in your separation from God. There's only one way. I know there's many different type of beliefs out there to say it's many ways, but there's only one way. God and the things in heaven are without sin. It's perfect. God demands perfection. People say, well, I'm not perfect. But God said, be perfect because I am. Yes, you can. Be holy. You can. He gives you the power, the authority to be like him. And then you say, but God demands perfection, but it is impossible for man to live a perfect life. You can't live perfect without God. We cannot do enough good deeds. No matter what you can't do a lot of things to try to be good enough to earn your way into heaven. There's only one way to enter into heaven, one way, and that is through Jesus. Jesus is the only way. Glory to God. Salvation is found in no way for those with no other name. It says, so there's no other name given to us by men. In order to be saved, you must be saved through Jesus. That's why we go down in the water and we buried. So you had a birthday, the day you were born, through your mother's womb. And then you have a time when you are born again. And you are buried down in the water, and the old man becomes old. It's old. It's dead. And the person that rises up is a new creature. A new creature. And to begin your walk with God and receive your gift of eternal life, there's something that you and I must do. So in addition, we believe and exist. You got to believe that God exists. If you don't believe that God exists, you're not even going to go to the next base. You're not going to go there. You've got to believe that God exists and that Jesus is the Son of God. You've got to believe that. You must believe that Jesus died for your sins and that God raised him from the dead. You must believe that. You must ask Jesus to come into your heart, and then you must tell others that you believe Jesus is who he proclaimed himself to be. That's what makes us witnesses. It says that in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 through 10, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You shall be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 through 10. I just wanted to give you that bit, just the importance of understanding what you must do. And now I want to bring some enlightenment to why you do not want to be separated from God. What are the consequences? I just can't imagine the consequence. What is it like being separated from God? I just can't see it. Well, what separates us from God? What is it? That's something you and I want to talk about right now. What is it that separates? Because if you begin to understand, then we can begin to do some things to not allow ourselves to be separated from God. It is not God's will that we be separated from him. God don't want you to be separated from him. How can we renew that relationship with God? Okay? It is not God's will that you and I living a life of separation. I can just imagine. There are people out there that God has blessed, God has helped, God has delivered, God unsaved, and yet they do not want to acknowledge that he is God. God wants a close relationship with us like he had in the garden. You know, all this time, all God has really been trying to do is restore his relationship that he lost with Adam. God has just been trying throughout the years. If you look all through Genesis, through Revelation, it's always God trying to get mankind to acknowledge him for being the great I am, the God of all creation, the Lord of lords and the King of kings, the everlasting Father. So there are reasons why we are separated from God. And I want to talk about that very briefly. Well, the primary reason why we are separated from God, and the same reason that Adam was separated from God, was because of sin. Sin, 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 sin. S-I-N, sin. Sin will separate us from God in all aspects of our life. Sin is, oh my goodness. Sin is so terrible that sin can destroy a whole nation, a whole generation. A whole generation. Sin will separate us from God. We know that God does not listen to sinners, okay? John chapter 9, verse 31. God see you, but he don't hear you. Now, this is not Diane speaking. This is the word of God. God does not listen to sinners. Okay? The only prayer that God is hearing from you is that one prayer in Psalm 51 when you come to a place of repentance. Another primary reason that we're separated from God is because of unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. It is considered a sin, and it separates us from God. That's why God can say to you, go, in one scripture it says, no, go get it right with the person who you have offended. Don't come worshiping me. Don't come giving me your gift when you are in sin. God don't receive it. So here it is, your unforgiveness and your sin is stopping your blessings and your relationship with God. Unforgiveness is a sin, and it will separate you from God. Here's another way to be separated from God. Your lack of faith. Lack of faith, which is a sin. Oh, really? You said, really? Oh, yeah! When you don't have faith, your lack of faith will separate you from God. Another way to be separated from God is not having God's word in your heart. If we do not have God's word in our heart, we do not know God's will. If we do not know God's word, then how can we be obedient? That's why he said, hide your heart, hide the word in your heart that you may not sin against God. People are doing what they do because they don't know the word. What does the word say? And that is why, for those of us to know to do right and we do wrong, it is sin. And to much is given, much is required. And for those of us that are ministers, elders, and leadership position, bishops, and people that with all these callings, God, really, the penalty on us is a lot more because we're leaders. So God put a more higher standard upon us. And I'm telling you, son, God chastises those he's a. I don't like whoopings. I never have liked whoopings. And one of the things Diane is trying to do is just walk right before God. Just, you know what? You can't control what other people do to you, but you can control. God holds you. God said you can't control what other people do. But you are responsible for your response to what people do. Amen. God is going to judge you based on your response. Amen. So not knowing God's word, you got to know God's word on what God says about sin. Not being obedient to God's will when we know God's will. Some of us know what God has told us to do. You know what God's will is. And when you are not operating doing God's will, you are walking in sin. That is a form of disobedience because God is already, you know what God has told you to do. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? If God has instructed you and put in your heart to do something and you don't do it, it is a blatant disobedience and you have just separated yourself from God. God cannot have you walking with him and walking in disobedience. That separates you. That puts a wall between you and God. A poor attitude. Listen to this. A poor attitude or ignorance can separate us from God. Say, well, you come, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can't be walking around with a nasty attitude. No. And representing God, he's not having it. That will separate you from God. Ignoring where you stand with God will not only separate you from him, but can put some in a state of mind where they are not aware that they are separated from him. Now, that's deep to me. If you think about that, what the Lord is saying in that is that there are people operating in Christianity, but they're really separated from God. And that, to me, is the most scary. That's close to being reprobate. Because you're operating, you're doing things, but you are not in connection with God. And a lot of people wondering, well, why? What's going on? What is going on? Why don't I feel God? Why are things not happening? You got to check yourself. As my husband said, check yourself before you wreck yourself. You need to go to the throne of God, and God will reveal what is it that you're doing that has a separation. And God will reveal it because God do want a relationship with you. Okay? Believing. When you are believing Jesus exists without making any effort to seek his will. Now, You know, that's another kind of attitude. You know Jesus exists, but you're not seeking his will. You already confessed and know that there is a God and Jesus is the Son of God, but you're not seeking his will. You're not here just to be existing. Every day you should be seeking the will of God for your life. Amen. Some seek to spice up their lives. They seek signs and wonders, turn into false, to all type of psychic readers, and I got to get a word from the prophet, and separating themselves from God instead of letting faith be their spiritual high. Pride. Pride is putting us ahead of God. This is what caused the big fall of man. Pride. Be careful for pride. When we analyze and think about it, we find that they all, everything I just named, all entail the act of disobedience. It's all about being obedient or disobedient. Disobedience is classified as sin. It is. And sin separates us from God. We can be close to God only. We can be close to God only when we have repented of our sins. What does it mean to repent? To repent means to turn away from that thing that is separating you from God. You cannot repent and keep doing the same thing over and over and over. That is not repentance. That's your nose was running, you snotty nose, you wiped your nose, but you're still doing the same thing. God says in his word, in Psalms 51, he would not despise a broken and contrite heart. You got to be broken. You got to be godly sorrow. Because number one person that you hurt when you sinned was God. You got to say, you got to make yourself never be in that situation again. You got to work every day to make sure in your with the Spirit of God in prayer that you do not fall into temptation, that the devil don't trip you up again, because he will try and try and try. Temptation never leaves. It will be there. Sometimes it disguises itself, but it's going to be there. And you have to be wise enough. That's why he says submit to God. You can't resist the devil. You cannot flee if you do not submit to God. Submit to God. Resist the devil, and he got to get the tree, got to get the moving, and he shall flee. He shall flee. We can be close to God only when we repent of our sins. Repent. Repent. Turn away. Make a U-turn, about face. If that means separating from the people that you're around, if it means stop going into a different area, if it's certain places on Facebook, places on the internet, you got to stay away from it. Because that could be a form of disobedience too. If God done told you not to do it and you still doing it, that's a form of disobedience. God's not going to do is force you to do nothing. He wants to know that you're doing what you're doing because we love him. There is no in between when it comes to God. See, they say a little leaven, a little lump, a little sin. You can't play with it. It'll destroy you. You can't play with it. You cannot play with devil. You cannot play with the things of the world because it's designed to destroy you. We are either carrying our sin or we have confessed our sin. What are you doing today? Are you carrying your sin? Or are you confessing your sin? Because once you confess it and you get it out, it's no longer part of you. It's under you. It's behind you. And the devil can't condemn you. And the devil can't blackmail you. But if you're carrying it, that means you are separated from God. And sin is still abiding inside of you. You got to get it out. If there's anything that you're doing, God says confess it. Listen, tell on the devil. Get it out. Expose the light. because God sees it. And what God is trying to do is God is saying, I have so much more. We can't go any further. And in your mind, you think you're in a relationship with God, and God there, but there's a separation. When we are free of sin, then we can draw close to God. Your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God. And your sin have hidden his face from you, so that he does not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue mutters wickedness. That's Isaiah chapter 59, verse 2 to 3. We need to confess our sins and return to full relationship with our Heavenly Father. Anything less than that will remain a separation from God. There is no in-between. God's not going to allow you to do anything partial. Either you're all in or you're out. We must. And I want to talk to you about how can we get rededicated back to God. Well, the act of rededication means to humble yourself, confess your sins to the Lord, and return to God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your being. If you recognize the need to rededicate your life to God, then I want you to listen to these few steps that I'm going to share with you. Number one thing, and I'm talking to someone out there that know that they have separated, they're in sin, and they have separated themselves. It don't matter what it is. You can be lying. You can be being deceitful. You can be doing whatever. Listen, I don't know, but God knows. And you don't have to tell me. You're going to tell this to God. And God's going to help you redirect your life so that you can have back that fellowship. God misses you. He wants you. First thing you got to do, man and woman, if you are hearing me, you already know, number one thing is to humble yourself. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Did you hear what he said? If there's a clause, if, not until, but if my people, you got to do something, who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face. And here's the big word here. Here's that repentance, that turn. Turn from your wicked ways. Turn, a U-turn. Burn a fire in between it. Whatever you got to do, but get away from it. Then it says, then the next thing you got to do once you humble yourself, then you got to do what 1 John chapter 19 says. And it says, this is probably the first act of rededicating yourself back to God. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Unrighteousness. Amen. I want you, wherever you are, to stop what you're doing, whether you're listening to me live or you're listening to this through archives. And I want you to say this repeat after me. Dear Lord, I humble myself before you and confess my sins. I want to thank you for hearing my prayer and helping me return to you. Lately, I've been wanting things to go my own way. As you know, this hasn't been working out. I see where I've been going the wrong way. my own way. I've been placing my faith and my trust in everyone and everything but you. Dear Father God, in the name of Jesus, I return now to you, the Bible and your word. I pray for guidance as I listen for your voice. Let me return to what is most important, that is you. Help my attitude to change so that instead of focusing on others and events, help me to meet my needs. I turn to you and find the love, the purpose, and the direction I seek. Help me to seek you first. Let my relationship with you be the most important thing in my life. Thank you, Jesus, for helping me, loving me, and showing me the way. Thank you for new mercies, for forgiving me. I rededicate myself to you wholeheartedly. I surrender my will to your will. I give you back control of my life. You are the only one who gives freely with love to anyone who asks. The simplicity of it all still astounds me. Lord, I recommit my life to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Praise God. Now, from this point on, it's behind you. You are to seek God first. Seek the Lord first in everything you do. You're going to discover there's many more privileges and such an adventure when you spend time with God. Consider setting aside time daily for a devotion. If you incorporate it in your prayer, your praise, incorporate a time of reading his word into your daily routine, it will help you. It will help you stay focused and dedicated on the Lord. Matthew chapter 6:33 says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you. If you seek God first, everything you desire, he will give it to you. But he wants you to put him first. Put God first. You've got to put him first. Put him above everybody. Put them above your family. Put them above yourself. Put them above money, materialistic things. God has to be first. And being first, you will see that he will give you the desires of your heart. Now, one last verse I'm going to give to you. And it's Psalms chapter 51, verse 2 through 12. And it simply says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a loyal, rightful spirit within me. Do not banish me from your presence, and don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and make me to help me to obey you willingly. In this relationship with God, you and I must have a willingness to serve God. Don't do it grudgingly. you should feel like it's a great day to be alive. Oh my goodness, it's another great day to be alive. It's another great day to serve God. I'm always so excited. I wonder what the Lord has in store for me today. When we're walking with God, God is looking for all kinds of ways to bless us, and this is an awesome journey. So let's be excited about this relationship that we have with a living God. He owns everything. The cattle on the top of the hill, God owns it all. When you really sincerely commit to God, you will not be lacking. He takes care of the birds of the earth. How much more will he take care of you? You will not be lacking. And I'm going to talk personally. I'm so excited about Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I'm so excited about my life. I've never been more excited about my life than I am today, this day. Because every day is a new day, and it's an awesome adventure with God. He reveals his mercy, his goodness, and his mercy to us daily. There's so much that God reveals to us, that those that are walking with the Lord. It's exciting. He provides our needs. We're so blessed. I'm so happy to have an opportunity to be taking care of my mother, who's 97 years old, and my sister, both who are bedridden. My sister, 79. I know that had they been still in the nursing home or in the hospital, I would not be having this same type of conversation. But God has been keeping them. God has been giving me and my husband, giving us the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding on what to do to keep them strong, healthy. God is good. I find no fault in him. And I'm here to tell you, there's nothing boring about walking with the Lord. Every day is a great day. Every day he gives mercy. Every day he's good, good, good. God is a good God. Yes, he is. So I invite you, friend, to, if you say that prayer with me, use this day to walk with God with gladness. Follow us on David and Diane Ministry and Friends. We love the Lord with all our heart and our mind and soul. We love the Lord. And it is our purpose and our passion to help other people. It's not just about us being happy. We want to help other people find that same joy and happiness in following the Lord. And in the end, there is a great reward. We get to enjoy our Eden and enjoy life down here, but more so, we get to enjoy eternal life. Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is just exciting. God said, you know, the best is yet to come. Yes, God can bless you down here, but the end. Don't allow sin to separate you from God. Don't allow the devil to bamboozle you. Amen. I love you. I'm praying for you, and you can make it. Amen. Praise God. My mics are open. I'm going to give them a few moments. If anyone would like to make a comment at this time, press 1 and I'll open up your mic. Amen. I'll be happy to open up your mic. Praise God. Amen. Is there anyone? Press 1. I don't know. Let me see. Okay. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Oh, hold on.
I have something going on here.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, there you go. Praise the Lord. You live. Like we got a background here. Let me help you out.
Muted. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Oh. Goodbye.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Oh, amen. Okay, there you are. God bless you. Uh-oh, looks like our call has dropped. Amen. We know he'll be calling back in. Amen. I believe that was Elder Shaw there calling in. Praise God. Amen. We're going to give him a chance to return back. Amen. There he is. God bless you. Praise God.
Hello.
Amen. Elder Shaw, my husband,
praise
you're
God.
Right.
Hello.
There you
Amen.
Go. God bless
praise
you.
The Lord.
Praise the Lord, woman of God, my queen, my bride, my love, my everything. I mean, hey,
amen.
Praise God. That was an awesome word that you brought forth on this evening. And
Thank you.
Want to first and foremost want to give all praise, honor, and to God, who is definitely the head of my life.
Yes.
And I also want to honor you, my queen, as well.
Amen.
And praise God, hello. And God bless all those that are listening by way of YouTube and Squite, and all those that are on a Blog Talk Radio listening in. Because that word you gave was extremely powerful. It's powerful even to the point as to where you mentioned, praise God, back in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve, when sin first came into this world. And the one thing that stands out amongst everything is that our main purpose in life is to worship the Lord.
That's right.
And we have to worship our Lord in spirit and in truth. Serve him. And I acknowledge that today, because when we talk about that sin in the Garden of Eden, can we talk about it? You know, everybody wants to put it on Eve. It's Eve. Eve gave Adam the apple. Eve gave Adam the apple. Well, the thing is that, yeah, though she gave him that apple, the responsibility of Adam was to be in order to be in relationship with God, to know before she even took from that tree, he was there when Satan, the serpent, was talking to Eve, and he was supposed to take authority then in the Garden of Eden, because Eve had no business talking to another. I don't want to go there, but the point is, praise God, is that God is real and God is true, and the point of the matter is the responsibility that man has is to have that responsibility and relationship to God. That's how his wife is able to follow him. When man is in direct alignment with the ordinance and the ways in which God has for him to be, then the entire household is going to get blessed.
Sure enough.
The wife to everybody down, and I bear witness to that in the name of Jesus, because as I was out of order, I had to get back in order, and now we're on time every time we ask God for something. Because it's not all about what we can do or what God can do. It's what we can do for God and be willing and be available for him with our time, talent, and our treasure. So I thank God for that message that you gave on today, and to understand that we try to be selfish sometimes so much that we forget about doing what we need to do for God, who is definitely has all reason to be selfish.
Right.
There's no other gods before him, and I serve him with all my mind, heart, soul, and strength. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for that encouraging word. Stay blessed.
Thank you, sweetheart. Amen. That was Elder Shaw. Amen. Always there supporting his wife. Amen. I really love and appreciate him. We be tag teaming. Amen. But we both love the Lord, and that's a good combination. Amen. You know, I wouldn't have it no other way. So thank you, sweetheart. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, at this time, if there's no more comments, I'm going to bring it to an end. Once again, this is David and Diane Ministries and Friends. And next time you see us and hear us, we'll be on tomorrow. My husband will be bringing forth the reading of Genesis to Revelation. Amen. And he will be reading at 6 p.m. Central Time Zone, and that's 4 p.m. on the West Coast. And if you're in Atlanta, Georgia, that's 7 p.m. So follow along with him. Amen. If you are listening, some people click on the link, but if you like to call in and listen, that number is 516-387-1255. 516-387-1255. And I'm going to reopen my husband, Mike. And if you want to even support us, amen, you can send that to, what is it, Shaw David, 1968, sweetheart? What is it? Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, it looks like I got him on mute there. Okay, so listen, yes, that would be Shaw David.
Oh, praise God. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I was on the other business phone. But, yeah, that's Shaw David, 1968, at yahoo.com. That's Shaw David, 1968, at yahoo.com. Now, we're in the process of changing that over into the ministerial aspect of that, what you were doing. So right now, temporarily, that's where they've been going. That's where everyone's been sending them
okay.
Right this time.
Well,
Shaw
thank
Davis,
you, sweetheart. Well, listen, if you want to support us, amen, we thank you. We have been going forth strong for several years now on Blog Talk, and if you just want to support the ministry, we welcome you to it. God bless you, and again,
amen.
This is David and Diane, ministry and friend, and have a blessed day. We love you. In Jesus' name.
I wish I had the time to tell you a story about a man called Shelly John. But I don't have that time tonight. But you gotta realize, if old John was here, after going through, he'd look back at that old mule and say, since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, hold my mule. I feel like shouting right now. I come to tell somebody I feel like I'm praising, praising him. Well, well, help me out, y'all. Oh, I
feel like praising, praising him.
Praising him. Everybody, now we're gonna go back home and sing it like we used to a long time. I'm gonna praise the Lord while I have a chance. You know, we didn't have a lot of music. Come, oh,
I'm gonna praise the Lord while I have a chance.
I like that. Come on, now.
Praise him in the morning.
Now let me hear you say Jesus.
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 Jesus. Nobody but Jesus.
Jesus.
Nobody but Jesus.
Jesus.
Let me hear you call him.
Jesus.
Let me hear you call him.
Jesus.
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 Exactly.